This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress decides to forge electoral alliance with ruling parties in upcoming provincial and federal elections. Speaker Agnuprasad Sapkota pledges to timely conclude significant bills that are under consideration in Parliament. Health Ministry reports 457 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. And Western Europe faces more sweltering temperatures on Tuesday as a ferocious heat wave heads north. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress has decided to forge an electoral alliance with the ruling parties in the upcoming provincial and federal elections. Nepali Congress's spokesperson, Dr. Prakash Sarath Mahat, informed that a central working committee meeting of the party held yesterday decided to continue the ruling five-party alliance until the next elections. Spokesperson Mahat added that the electoral alliance would be forged, ensuring a clear majority for the Nepali Congress in both the provincial and federal elections. According to spokesperson Dr. Mahat, the Central Working Committee meeting concluded that Nepali Congress made a satisfactory achievement in the May 13 local level elections. Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewa has directed the concerned ministry to identify the problems being faced by the freed bonded labourers and seek ways of addressing them. Speaking at a program organized yesterday on the occasion of 22nd year of the declaration of the abolishment of the practice of bonded labourers in Nepal, Prime Minister Dewa instructed the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation to ensure bonded labourers equal access to the government facilities and services. The Prime Minister also directed all the bodies concerned to run targeted programs for increasing entrepreneurship among the families of the free bonded labourers. The National Assembly has unanimously passed a proposal seeking consideration on the Drinking Water Bill 2019 that was received from the House of Representatives. Responding to the issues raised during the discussion on the principles of the bill in the meeting yesterday, Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury raised concern over the drying up of the water sources in the mountains. Minister Chowdhury hoped that it would be easier to meet the sustainable development goals with the endorsement of the bill. Meanwhile, lawmakers raised various contemporary issues in the National Assembly meeting yesterday. The lawmakers expressed their concerns over various issues including water management in the Kathmandu Valley, implementation of inclusive provisions and endorsement of the Citizenship Amendment Bill. Speaker Agnuprasad Sapkota has said the duration of the term of the present House of Representatives will remain till the date of registration of nomination for the upcoming federal elections. In an interaction with the journalist covering the Parliamentary Affairs Bureau yesterday, Speaker Sapkota said he was effortful to conclude the significant bills under consideration in the federal parliament by moving them forward. Speaker Sapkota further said there were no other options but to make the parliament more effective. The CPNUML has said it will depute people's representatives to monitor the market in view of soaring inflation. Addressing an event organized by the party's Department of Consumers, Welfare Protection and Good Governance, UML Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gyawali stressed the need for controlling inflation, making the issue of consumers a common agenda. The department chief Yagyaraj Sunwar accused the government of not being able to control inflation. A total of 457 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in the country yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population informed that the new cases were confirmed while testing 4,651 samples. Likewise, 48 infected patients recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, a person died of COVID-19 infection yesterday. Nepal has 1,776 active cases of COVID-19 in the country so far. Kathmandu is the only district having more than 500 active cases of COVID-19 at present. the second dose of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against COVID-19 is being administered to children between 5 to 12 years of age in 27 districts. The booster dose is being given to the children who were administered the first dose between the 23rd and 29th of June. The Health Ministry informed that the vaccination centres had been set up at the schools for the convenience of the children. Director at the Department of Health Services, Dr. Dipendra Raman Singh, said the effectiveness of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was 91%. Following the verdict of the Supreme Court, the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal CAN have advanced needed steps to construct the Nijgarh International Airport. The ministry said an experts panel had been formed to locate an appropriate site for the airport to be constructed in Nijgarh. The Civil Aviation's regulatory body, CAN, has decided to form the panel and it would get final shape after approval from the cabinet meeting within the next few days. The construction of the Nijgarh International Airport would be forwarded based on that panel's study report. During a meeting of the International Relations Committee of the Federal Parliament held yesterday, Minister for Tourism Jeevan Ram Shrestha shared that the airport would be constructed with least environmental damage based on the experts' recommendation in consideration of the Supreme Court's verdict. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Jeevan Ram Shrestha also assured to take forward phase-wise program to revive the country's tourism sector that was hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister Shrestha pledged to take forward the tourism revival programs in partnership with the private sector. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Western Europe faces more sweltering temperatures on Tuesday as a ferocious heat wave heads north. In France and the United Kingdom, extreme heat warnings were issued while northern Spain recorded temperatures of 43 degrees Celsius on Monday. Wildfires in France, Portugal, Spain and Greece have forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes. The United Kingdom is expected to see its hottest day ever, and experts say parts of the France face a heat apocalypse. Several parts of France saw their hottest ever days, with the western city of Nantes recording 42 degrees Celsius, the National Weather Office said in a statement. Wildfires in recent days have forced more than 30,000 people to flee, with emergency shelters set up for evacuees. The head of the International Monetary Fund has warned that other Asian countries could also be at a risk of similar unprecedented economic crisis like Sri Lanka. IMF's managing director, Kristalina Georgieva, said countries with high debt levels and limited policy space will face additional strains. She said developing nations had also been experiencing sustained capital outflows for 4 months in a row, putting their dreams of catching up with advanced economies at risk. Sri Lanka is struggling to pay for crucial imports like food, fuel and medicine for its 22 million people as it battles a foreign exchange crisis. Inflation there has soared about 50%, with food prices 80% higher than a year ago. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall is also there at one or two places of Gandaki province and Lumini province. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 29.4 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 22.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Nepali Congress decides to forge electoral alliance with ruling parties in upcoming provincial and federal elections. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota pledges to timely conclude significant bills that are under consideration in Parliament. Health Ministry reports 457 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. And Western Europe faces more sweltering temperatures on Tuesday as a ferocious heat wave heads north. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at the website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.